Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
At the cross, burdens are lifted. Really, that's really what the message is about this morning. Pastor Rader, like I mentioned, headed out to California, gave me some words of wisdom before he left. His usual words of wisdom, don't mess this up. All right? There's a good chance that's going to happen. All right, so he'll just have to fix things when he gets back. So I'm sure he's probably going to watch this at some point on live stream because he always does. So you might want to hurry back. All right, anyway, let's turn to Exodus chapter number 1. We're going to flip a couple chapters in here in Exodus in chapter number 1. And then we're talking about burdens this morning. I want to be an encouragement to you. And as Christians, we ought to exhort one another and be lifting one another and be helping one another and encouraging one another as well. And I want to encourage you in the cross today. Encourage you about your burdens today. Exodus chapter 1, look at verse 11 through 14. It says, therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And then turn over to chapter number 3, just a couple pages over. Chapter number 3, and let's look at verses 6 and 7. It says, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason and their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And then jump over to chapter number 12. Chapter number 12, we're going to look at two verses there, and then we'll begin. Chapter 12, verse 12. And 13, it says, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day that you've given us to be able to come here in this country, Lord, and the freedoms that we have, Lord. And just as we open your word, I pray that it would be your message that goes out, Lord, and our hearts would be prepared to hear it. And we pray these things in your name. Amen. Talking about burdens, as man's sin carries a heavy burden, right? And it gets him into a world of hurt a lot of times. And as I studied this passage, I was reminded of a story of myself that took place long, long time ago, back when I was still probably in diapers. We were over at the Tin Tabernacle in Red Yard, where the church used to be. And Pastor was up on the roof, and there used to be a trailer house, and that's where my family stayed. It was just me and my sister at that time. And he was there working on the roof. My mom was inside, and she was working in the kitchen doing something along those lines. And we had in our house, we had a jar. And it was like a pickle jar. And the pickle jar, it was one of those big pickle jars that stands probably about this high or so, right? And they're big and fat. Everyone knows those big old fat pickles that you can get out of there. They're a great treat to have. But we had a pickle jar, and my great aunt had taken that pickle jar, and they'd put in shells all around that pickle jar to dress it up. I don't know how it dressed it up, but it did somehow. And so you couldn't see into that pickle jar because of all the shells that were around it. And one day my dad was out on the church rooftop, probably fixing a leak, which probably leaked a lot. And he was fixing a leak, and he could see me out in the middle of the yard, and I was sitting on top of this jar. sitting on there, and I was just crying and crying and crying as I sat on top of that jar. And he was looking around. It was kind of odd to him, but he didn't pay much mind to it until he saw my mom come running out of the house. And all she was yelling was, "Save the cat, save the cat, save the cat." He didn't know what was going on. Well, what he didn't know is I had taken that cat and I'd shoved it inside of the pickle jar. And then, in my stubbornness, I sat down on that pickle jar and was not going to let that cat out of there. Of course, the cat was fighting for his life. He was trying to stay alive. He was being suffocated. While he was sitting in there, and he was trying to get out, you can imagine his plight. He had a great burden, a bondage upon that cat, put on by me. I guess I could be the representation of sin, all right? But he put on by me. When he lifted me off, my dad lifted me off there, my diaper was tore to shreds by that cat that was trying to get out of it. But I wasn't going to get up. I was going to win that battle that was taking place. Do you ever feel like that cat sometimes? Right? Not the scenery necessarily, all right, but do you ever feel like that cat, like you're stuck in a jar and there's no way out? It surrounded you and you're stuck in there. That's the thing about burdens, right? They're heavy, they're hard, they're difficult to deal with. And sometimes it seems like you're carrying them all by yourself when you have that burden upon you. And I want to encourage you this morning, if you're carrying a hardship, if you're carrying a burden, it can be lifted. It can be lifted. There is no burden that God cannot take from your shoulders. There's no burden that you carry today that cannot be taken from your shoulders. God is good to us. In this passage, we are reminded here of the plight of the nation of Israel. And many of us know the story. We know the story of Jacob and how he was sold into slavery by his brothers and the hardships that he went through. And even though some meant it for evil, God still meant it for good. There was a purpose for it all. And the years have passed since the passing of Jacob, and Israel has prospered. They've grown as a nation. All those different tribes have multiplied, and their numbers are vast, and it scares the Egyptians. So the Egyptians put the Israelites into bondage, and they put the Israel to work. They enslave them. In fact, they enslave them for 400 years. 400 years of bondage, of hard bondage, Scripture says. Under the taskmaster's whip they were underneath. It was difficult for them. It was a burden that they had to bear. Then enters Moses onto the scene. Moses confronts Pharaoh. Now, there's a whole bunch of stories, but that's not what I'm preaching today, is the story of Moses. There's so many messages in there. But Moses ends up confronting Pharaoh after he's been given instructions by God. And plague after plague comes by means of God. And God hardens Pharaoh's heart during that time to show his power to the nation of Israel. But plague after plague comes until the last one brings death to the firstborn of every family, unless the blood is applied over the mantle and on the side doors of the frame of the house. And if not, the firstborn was killed, whether they were Egyptian or Jew. It did not matter. But when God saw the blood, he passed over it. The Scripture says that death didn't come on that house when he saw Scripture. And this is a great picture. What a picture here of what Jesus Christ does for all of mankind. He sheds his blood, and with the shedding of that blood, there is remissions of sin because of him, who he is, and to all that ask. And when God looks at you, he doesn't see that sinner. He sees the blood of his son and his sacrifice, and death has not come upon you. Talking about death, eternal damnation, but everlasting life is given because of that blood, because the blood of the work of Christ on the cross. What a great picture that's given to us. We read about how God heard their afflictions. He heard their cries. God hears our cries. And he cares about our bondage and our burdens. He cares. I've been a sinner for a long time, pretty much since all I can remember from my whole life. In fact, Scripture tells me that I'm a sinner. It says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me." The Bible tells me I was a sinner in my mother's womb. You could ask my mother that, all the discomfort I gave her while I was there. I was a sinner. I was a sinner there. Before I was outside the womb, I had a body, mind, heart, and soul that were precious to God. And to go along with that, I had a sin nature as well. Once I was born, I just went right on sinning. That's what I did. I went right on sinning, and I got really good at it. I was born a slave to sin. And when it called, I answered. And when it beckoned, I answered. When it asked me to follow, I followed. Because I was a sinner. I was a slave to it. I was in bondage to it. And being a slave to sin, I was under the curse of the law because of that. All right, because of the, under the curse, Romans 5:12 tells us, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. From the day of Adam, from the day he ate of the knowledge of from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, man chose sin, and all mankind has inherited that sin nature. Everyone in here has inherited that sin nature. It is a bondage that is upon us, a burden that we carry. Galatians 3:10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law, do them. In a nutshell, here's what it's saying. If you can't fulfill the whole law, then you are cursed by it. Hell. That's what it speaks of. If you can't fulfill. And we know Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is no man except for Jesus himself who fulfilled the whole law. We cannot do it. God tells us that all have sinned, all have transgressed the law, all have fallen short, and therefore all are under the curse of the law and must pay the price of that curse. Price for the wages of sin is death. The death that this is talking about is not just physical death, but it's talking about eternal separation from God in hell. That is the price of sin. That's the price of sin. What a burden for every man, for every woman, and for every child born into this world. That's a big burden upon their shoulders, a burden that weighs us down from the beginning of our existence. And with that burden comes that price, and that price is heavy. Because God is holy, because he's holy, because he is just, an atonement or a price must be paid for our transgressions. And then the burden that we bear. Sin is hard upon our shoulders. It is a burden that we bear. But I would tell you this, that the burden can be lifted. It can be lifted. You can be set free from the bondage. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. When Jesus went to the cross, he defeated death, he defeated sin, and he did that for me. And that so that burden and that plague, if you will, could be taken off of my shoulders and put on him. At the cross is where your burden of sin is lifted. Many of us struggle with sin. When I say many of us, I mean all of us. We struggle with sin, but it can be placed on the cross. That burden is a burden you don't have to bear. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Galatians 3:13. A slave is redeemed when a price is paid for his freedom. Redemption takes place when there is an exchange of payment and atonement is paid. Christ made that atonement for me on the cross so many years ago. He made that atonement for me. I was a slave to sin. Before Christ, it owned me. It controlled me. It dictated my every action. We look at the world. The world is no different than us, except they don't have Jesus Christ. They are a slave to sin. They are bonded to it. They don't have a choice. When it calls, they have to answer. They're not set free. That's why our job to spread the gospel is so important, to tell people how they can be set free, how they can be liberated, how they can have eternal life. It is so important. I can say to you that I can stand before you and tell you clearly that I'm redeemed, justified, and a freed man. Does that mean I don't sin? And you could probably ask Leah. She'd tell you yes. But I do sin. But I've been set free. Every person is a slave to sin. They're born into it because they carry the burden of the curse of the law. The world sins because sin owns them. They are slave to it. You don't have to stay that way. You don't have to stay that way. The power of sin was broken at the cross. The price was paid. Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Jesus Christ died on the cross, paid that price for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. It's free to anybody. It's free to everybody. You can call out and you can have that burden lifted off your shoulders. Deuteronomy 15:15 says this. says, remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. He's talking about Israel here, giving them remembrance. But I was a bondman too. I was a slave to sin. And then I was redeemed by Christ. I was set free, liberated unto righteousness, Scripture says. I was set free. You don't have to be controlled by sin any longer. Your temper doesn't have to own you. You don't have to answer to drugs and alcohol when it calls. You don't have to. You've been set free from that. When pride rears its head, you don't have to be there. When selfishness calls, you don't have to be selfish. When the filthiness of this world is displayed everywhere, you don't have to be there. You're set free. When you accept that free gift of salvation from Jesus Christ, you're set free. You're no longer a bondman to sin, but now you're a servant of the Lord, set free, liberated. Your Christian liberty, if you will. You are set free. Whatever the sin is that is in your life, you can cast it at the foot of the cross. You say, you know what? I've accepted Christ as my Savior. I know all this, but I still struggle. Put it on the cross. That's how you get over it. Put it on the cross. Stop trying to defeat sin in your own strength and give it over to Christ where it's already been paid for. It's already been taken care of. Put it on the cross. The bondage and the burden of sin that is on your shoulders can be lifted. It's at the cross. At the cross. That's where I first saw the light. This is what we just sang about just a couple minutes ago. That is where your burdens are cast down. Hebrews 12:1 says to us, let us lay aside every weight and sin that doth so easily beset us. We're to lay it aside. Put it at the cross. Say, oh, I struggle with tobacco. Give it to Christ. Let him fight the battle. Oh, I keep slipping back into this. Give it to Christ. Take that burden that's upon your shoulders and put it on Christ, who has already paid for it. See, that sin that you just can't shake, give it to Christ. The sin that you feel, oh, I can't be forgiven for this. I can't believe I did this. Give it to Christ. It's been paid for. That burden does not have to be upon your shoulders. It's done with. At the cross, that's where our sin is laid down. Also at the cross is where your burdens of unbelief and anxiety are laid as well. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He careth for you. In our society, in our world, man is gripped and he's smothered in worry and anxiety. You talk to people all the time, anxiety. Worry, it grips them. No doubt people in this auditorium suffer from anxiety. We worry, we fret about everything. Our mind runs in a million different directions and a million different scenarios, and we ponder on it, and we think on it, and we spend our time on it, and we render ourselves useless because of fear and worry. We render ourselves useless. This is not how God intended the Christian life to be. You suffer from anxiety and worry? That's not how the Christian life is done and is won. You're to live the victorious life. Amen. Put it on the cross. Don't hang on to that. This is not how God intended it for you to live. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. You were not rescued from the burden of sin to be buried with the burden of anxiety. God did not rescue you for that reason, so that you could worry about every single thing that Satan brings along your way and renders you helpless. That's not what you're here for. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died for everything, including your unbelief and including your worries. When you sit in life and you worry about stuff and you have anxiety about every situation that comes along, you were not created for that purpose. It's already been taken care of on the cross. Those sins were on the cross already, so why are you worried about it? Why do you fret about it? Why do you get yourself all tied up in knots in your stomach, and that's all you're consumed with? That's not how God intended the Christian life to be. Take those fears, take those worries, take those thoughts, put them on Jesus Christ. That's how you free yourself from it. You're not going to be able to think your way out of it, worry your way out of it. Amen. Give it to Jesus and let him take care of it. He's already paid for it. It's done already. Put those fears and worries on him. Lay them at the cross and leave them there. Don't pick them up again and put them back on your shoulder. Why would you want to carry a huge burden on your shoulder, take it off, and then, I got to get going, put it back on. Leave it there. And every time it comes into your mind, leave it there again. And leave it there again until God's got it taken care of. Don't focus on it. Don't trouble yourself about it. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples, but it's a very clear message here. Don't let your heart be worrisome. This is what he's telling them. You believe in God, believe also in me. Don't worry. Don't be troubled. You have the Savior. Have faith in him that he'll take care of it. Amen. Have faith in him that he'll watch over you. He'll take care of your worries if you give them over to him. I fall in that same boat all the time. You ever wake up at night worrying about stuff? Why not give it to God at that time instead of sitting there for 2 hours thinking about it? That's the worst. I hate that. Just give it over to God. You wake up, just give it over to God. Go back to sleep. Start snoring again. Don't let the burden of anxiety and unbelief control you. It controls people. The world struggles with it. Christ has already paid for them. Put it at the foot of the cross. At the cross. At the cross. That's where I first saw the light. That's where my burdens go. That's where I should be leaving it. At the cross, the burden of sorrow and trouble are cast there as well. Sorrow and trouble. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Who keeps your heart and mind? Christ does. He keeps my heart and he keeps my mind. So when I'm dealing with anxiety, he keeps my mind. And when I'm dealing with sorrow, he keeps my heart. He keeps my heart. Some of us have seen deep waters of sorrow. The waves of life, they beat upon you. And they don't just, it's not just one wave. It's another wave and another wave. And another wave. It's relentless, one after another, pounding on your heart and on your soul. You've known times when people tell you that it's all going to be okay, but in your heart you're saying, no, it's not. It's not going to be okay. You've known those times. You say, it's impossible. I'll tell you this. That burden, that sorrow, that broken heart, cast it on the cross. You're not meant to carry that. Cast it on the cross. Let God stretch forth his hands and calm your heart. Calm your heart. See his strength and his might. And you'll know the power of God when you do that. When you try to do it and you're trying to deal with your own sorrow by yourself and you just keep it all inside instead of giving it over to the Lord. That's not how we're meant to be. Christ has already paid for that sorrow. He did it on the cross. Give it over to him. I'm not saying that it hurts. We've all lost loved ones. Family members, young and old, great sorrow that comes along with it. You know how you get past that? You put it on the cross. You give it over to the Lord. Great sorrow. This burden, that sorrow, cast it on the cross. Let Jesus keep your heart and keep your mind, and let him give you peace. Let him give you peace. I know we're burdened with life. We are. We're burdened with sin. We are, with anxiety, with sorrow, with hurt. We get burdened with all of these. David said, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. He felt great sorrow. And I just want to tell you this, just like God heard the Israelites, God hears you. Amen. God hears you during those times. He knows your heart during those times. And just like he heard Israel, he hears you. Just like he heard David when he was in great sorrow. Just like he heard Paul. Just like he heard thousands of other believers before you. He hears your sorrow. He cares about us. The sorrow that you have, the heartache that you feel, take that burden, put it at the foot of the cross. Don't carry it. Why would you want to carry that on your back? Put it at the cross. When you have great deliverance, and I'm just about finished, when you have great deliverance from bondage, when you see the attributes of God on full display, when you believe and know that God is all-powerful, you've heard the thunder in his voice and seen the might in his tempest during these troubling times, during these sorrowful times, when sorrow has engulfed you and anxiety has gripped your heart, When sin has overrun you and you look to the heavens for deliverance, and then God brings you out with arms widespread. You see his power and you know that no hand but his could have delivered you and rescued you from that burden that's upon your back. We're here to uplift one another, exhort one another. God does not want you to carry those burdens. He's taken care of them already. You don't have to take care of them. What a peace that is given from the heavens that stills your heart and calms your fears when you place your burden on the cross and cast your cares upon the Savior and let him handle it. When you come to the altar and you pray and you put it before the Lord, let him handle it. There's a relief in your soul that you feel. When you're at home and sorrow or anxiety has gripped your heart and sin has gripped your heart and you bring it to Christ and you leave it at the cross, what a relief is lifted from you at that time. You can feel that relief. You struggling today? I'm sure there is people. I struggle from time to time. Are you struggling today? Let God stretch forth his hand and calm your heart. Give it over to him. You don't have to deal with it. Lift those burdens from off your shoulders and place them on the cross. And in that moment, you'll know the power of God. You'll know the power of God at that time. You've been in a mess. You've applied every bit of wisdom that you have. You've looked in every single direction trying to figure things out. And the more you look, the heavier it gets. It's time to look to heaven. Don't fight it. Don't struggle it. Struggle with it. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That's what Scripture says. It's a simple command. Cast your cares on him. We all have cares. If you're not going through hard times come. If you're not going through difficult times come. Christ says, just cast your cares on me. He cares for you. All my sin, all my anxiety, all my worry, all my troubles, all my sorrow are on the cross that day when Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for me. They were all there. That's not a burden that I was meant to bear as a Christian. I don't have that burden upon my shoulders. I can live the victorious life as Christ and God had planned for me. I can do that. It's been totally paid for. So don't carry it. Give it over to him. The sin that you can't forgive yourself for, God already paid for it. Say, oh, I can't believe this. God paid for it. It's done. It was done with 2,000 years ago. Forgiven. You were set free. You were on God's mind when he was on the cross. When he was paying that price, you were there. Your sin was there. He knew you at that moment. That anxiety that you can't shake, God already carried it. You don't have to worry. There's no worries to be done. That sorrow that grips your heart, God already knows about it. Just leave it for him. He already knows it's there. Just leave it for him. Put it on the cross. I'm not meant to carry these burdens, and you are not meant to carry those burdens either. They've already been paid and carried by Jesus Christ. Give them over to him. Don't carry them yourself. There is no burden that God cannot take from your shoulders. You say, oh, it's hard. There's none. There's no burden that he can't take care of. In that, you should be excited. In that, you should be hopeful. In that, you should take your rest.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.